Donald Trump was asked about the J. Jones issue on that same flight up from West Palm Beach. He had a lot on his mind during this flight.
J. Jones has repeatedly said that if he wins in Virginia, that he can't. J. Jones in Virginia.
You mean the one that wanted to kill somebody's children and kill somebody? You mean the animal that wanted to kill somebody who should not be allowed to be running for that office?
Yeah, he said he can't wait to see you in court. I'm wondering if you have a response and if you're considering getting involved in that race.
Well, what is he saying?
He said in the debate on Thursday night that he can't wait to sue your administration and see you in court.
No, he's a third-rate intellect. He's a guy who... I've never seen anybody say what he said, that he wanted to kill his opponent's children, he wanted to kill his opponent. No, I can't imagine anybody voting for Jay Jones. Look, you would think he's totally discredited. I would think he wouldn't even be allowed to do that. Anybody would be put in prison for what he said.
He was then asked about the governor's race. Here's Trump.
With the lieutenant governor.
I think the Republican candidate is very good, and I think she should win because the Democrat candidate's a disaster. So I haven't been too much involved in Virginia. I love the state. I did very well in the state. But I will tell you, I think the Republican candidate is excellent, and I think the Democrat candidate is a disaster. I watched her in the debate. She couldn't answer the most basic question. And, you know, a big thing with that race and also the race in New Jersey is going to be energy. Both of the Democrats are going to drive the energy prices through the roof, through the roof. Your energy is going to double and triple. If the Republican gets elected, your energy is going to be coming down by 70-80%. Thank you very much, everybody.
All right, let me tell you something. And listen, there's a strange dynamic between Winston Sears and any Republican running statewide in Virginia and the Trump campaign. Let's just face it. Virginia is not MAGA country. There's plenty of supporters of Donald Trump there, but mostly the policies. There's still issues with his personality, et cetera. Donald Trump is not going to be doing any rallies. He didn't do any for Glenn Youngkin, and Glenn Youngkin won. Glenn Youngkin didn't distance himself. He just didn't embrace Trump, but he does support Trump when he deserves support and was a great surrogate for Trump during the 2024 presidential election. Winston Sears is sort of in the same situation. I get it. He's not going to be doing any rallies for Winston Sears between now and election day, which is 2 weeks from tomorrow. But let me just say something to the Sears campaign, if they're listening. Don't underestimate this man's political knowledge and instincts and the way he understands the electorate. If 2 weeks out, Donald Trump is telling you that energy and the cost of energy and the policies that Abigail Spanberger brings to the table that will make your energy costs rise, if he thinks that's a major issue, please take that ball and run with it. He's offering you the thing. He's handing it off, and the blocking is done, and there's a lane to the end zone. Take it up right now. Spanberger's spending all of her time doing a Zoram Mamdani. Things are too expensive in Virginia. People want an affordability that I'm going to make things more affordable. She has no policies to make anything affordable. A governor can only do two things to make things affordable for the people who live in their state. Lower taxes and fees, which Abigail Spanberger will not do, and cut regulations that make things more expensive, like energy. And she won't do that either. She's incredibly vulnerable on that issue. In fact, a ton of the finances that Abigail Spanberger's raised, mostly out of state of Virginia, have come from environmental wacko groups. So, Winston Earl Sears, please, I get it. You don't want to, you know, be seen shoulder to shoulder with Trump in the final 2 weeks there. Fine. Don't worry about it. He just gave you a gift. Accept it. Run with it. He knows what he's doing. He's won a few elections now and again.